It was a tough, tough day today. You know, one of my, in fact, last night's show pretty much was about healthcare. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have done, we've dealt with the healthcare issue almost ad nauseum, but this is the topic of the day. This is the hot issue. This is what President Obama is staking his presidency on, really, is getting healthcare reform through. Now, over the last few weeks, we have seen what seems like an inordinate number of celebrities die. But you know what? It's easier to deal with death when it's a celebrity. Not so much when it's someone close to you. And I woke up this morning and took my daughter to camp, came home, started working. I walk in the studio and I get to work. And I got a phone call about 12 noon from my boyfriend today. And he didn't sound good. I said, what's wrong? And he told me that his very, very dear friend, Charlie, had suffered a massive heart attack and was taken to the hospital, and it didn't look good. Let me tell you a little bit about Charlie. Charlie's a guy, probably he was in his mid-50s, had health problems. He'd already had open-heart surgery. He believed he had prostate cancer. And over the last few months, I've seen Charlie in and out of the hospital a number of times, and he'd go to the emergency room because he had chest pains. All right? Now, Charlie did not have health insurance. Charlie couldn't get health insurance. He was self-employed. He was a masseuse, right? So he couldn't get insurance through an employer, and he couldn't get private health insurance because of all the medical problems he had had in the past. Uninsurable. And even if he could get insurance, he certainly couldn't afford it because he couldn't make ends meet. As a massage therapist, the work just isn't there right now. So I would say as recently as a week and a half ago, Charlie went back to the emergency room because he had chest pains. And they ran a scan and they said everything looked clear and they got him in and out as quickly as possible. Well, today Charlie had a heart attack. He was in the bathroom, wasn't feeling well. His girlfriend, you know, said, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'll be out in a couple of minutes. And she heard a crash and he collapsed in the bathroom. She finally got the door open. They called 911. They came, took him to the hospital. And, I really think when someone shows up without insurance, they get a different kind of care. Well, apparently he had suffered a massive heart attack, but he was still breathing. They intubated him. And apparently they punctured his lung when they intubated him. I got the next phone call at about 3 o'clock, and it was my boyfriend telling me that Charlie had died. It's not as easy to deal with the death of somebody when it's somebody you knew and somebody you loved and somebody you were close with. And especially when you know that he didn't get the care he deserved. He couldn't get insurance, not because it was his fault, but because of the system. And so tonight, I mourn a friend. I mourn the loss of a friend. Now I'm not talking about Michael Jackson or David Carradine or Billy Mays or anybody else who died in the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about a friend, and he's gone, and he shouldn't be. Because if he'd gotten the health care that he tried to get, this could have been prevented. It's not like he hadn't been to the hospital and told them that he knew something was wrong. If he had the health insurance, they could have done more tests and they probably could have found there was blockage. And this could have been prevented. He didn't need to die today. So all the more reason, Barack Obama said this yesterday during his town hall meeting on health care.
That we're in one of those rare moments where everybody is ready to move into the future. We just can't be scared. We've got to stop clinging to a broken system that doesn't work, and we've got to have the courage to reach out for a future that's going to be better for our children and our grandchildren. I believe we can accomplish it this year, but in order to make it happen, I'm going to need ordinary Americans to stand up and say, now's the time. You are what are are going to drive this process forward. Because if Congress thinks that the American people don't want to see change, frankly, the lobbyists and the special interests will end up winning the day. But when the American people decide that something needs to happen, nothing can stop us.
All right, so do it. Stand up, be counted, demand change, demand health care for all Americans. We need it.